It's a morning mashup with Talbot, and well, season 13 of MasterChef kicks off tomorrow. To tell us all about it, we've got MasterChef judge Melissa with us. How are you, Melissa?
I am absolutely fantastic. I'm super, super excited about this. So can't wait for everyone to meet our new contestants.
We're really excited as well. So brand new season, back to amateur chefs, right?
That's it. Back to 100% home cooks with no professional experience whatsoever. And can I tell you that the talent level, just the raw talent level coming into the kitchen with no challenges behind them, they were absolutely amazing then. And then you watch what they do throughout the season and it will blow everybody's socks off. I know it.
I bet. You know, I went back and watched season one of MasterChef Australia recently. And
oh, really?
Yeah. You know, back then, they didn't know what, like, a blast chiller was. And now I feel like if you're not using, like, liquid nitrogen to make something, you're behind the game. Like, the standard
has improved.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that the IQ of food in this country is just absolutely rocketed because of shows like MasterChef. You know, back in season one, I don't think, like, 10, 11 years ago, I don't think that anyone in Australia, apart from maybe a few Francophiles, knew what a croquembouche was.
Exactly.
Or how to use a Thermomix or what it was actually used for. And now, that you know, they're cooking with the best of them at home. So I think that really breeds a style of home contestant that is already extremely sophisticated in the kitchen. And then you add on top of that their stories and their culture and their, you know, the family recipes. And it's really just incredible.
So tell me, what's the croquembouche of this season?
Oh, goodness me. look, there's a little bit of liquid nitrogen use. I'm not going
to
lie.
Good.
Lots of twills and, you know what, lots of cooking from heritage. I think, you know, I'm going to put it out there and say this is the year for South Asian cuisine in a huge way, and I think it's just it's about time in Australia, really. I think there's a little bit of something for everyone, as there always is.
So we've got all the fancy food, which is great, but are there going to be tips for people that have $20,
an
hour in Coles,
and,
you know, to whip something up?
Absolutely. Look, there's an instant noodle challenge in there. I think that was one of my favourites from last season was seeing what people can do to pimp up a packet of instant noodles. And
right.
That challenge is certainly back with a vengeance. And you wait till you see what people do with it. It's incredible.
Well, we're really looking forward to it. You're settled in as a judge now, you and the rest of the judges. So we can't wait. On tomorrow at 7
o'clock. 7:30 on 10.
All right, can't wait. Thanks for stopping by, Melissa.
My pleasure. Take care.
Bye. Talbot on the Morning Mashup across the EP and technically worldwide thanks to the internet. It's the Morning Mashup with Talbot on Magic 89.9.